Hola, saludos a todos. American citizens, the embassy's top priority at this difficult time is aiding U.S. citizens who wish to go home. In addition to utilizing the limited existing commercial flights out of Quito and Guayaquil, U.S. citizens seeking to return to the United States from Ecuador may now be able to access U.S. State Department chartered humanitarian flights tomorrow, Thursday, and on Friday. If you wish to depart Ecuador, now is your chance. These are a limited number of flights offered to help American citizens who wish to depart Ecuador. There is no guarantee of further humanitarian flights. These new humanitarian flights will depart from both Guayaquil and Quito airports to Miami on Thursday and Friday of this week. Ticket costs will be comparable to full fare economy flights immediately prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. To obtain a ticket on a U.S. State Department chartered flight from Quito or Guayaquil, you should email qtouscitizen@state.gov immediately with all the required information requested on our website, ec.usembassy.gov. 8 such flights have been initially programmed from Ecuador to Miami International Airport. 2 flights per day are scheduled to depart from both Quito Mariscal Sucre International Airport and from Guayaquil José Joaquín de Olmedo International Airport the afternoons of both Thursday, March 26th and Friday, March 27th. Exact flight departure time and routing are subject to change. Please do not call the embassy or consulate to confirm receipt of your email. We will contact you directly, most likely within 12 hours, with your itinerary once you are confirmed for a seat on one of these State Department chartered flights. Unfortunately, government chartered flights cannot accommodate pets. If you're traveling with pets, we suggest contacting a commercial airline directly. Check our website for information on airlines flying from Ecuador at this time. In your email to qtouscitizen@state.gov, please complete the form found on our website for each member of your family group. Please respond with just one email per family group, but repeating the form for each family member or passenger. Family members accompanying you do not need to be U.S. citizens. Si conoces algún estadounidense que quiere regresar a su tierra durante esta crisis sanitaria, por favor, comparte esta información con ellos.